really thankful for how well it went, and I was really inspired, especially to see the way that our youth served all week. It was awesome. So I really want to, and everyone else, but you know, I'm so thankful to have youth in our church that really want to serve, and I think that that is an awesome thing. Want to also just thank everybody for the way that this church is just such a generous and a giving church, and I've watched just throughout the years how you've just, every time that there's been a need or an opportunity for the gospel to go forward, you're always very quick to participate in that financially. And so we're still going to pray over our offering. But before we do, I just want to talk to you just a little bit about Brother Anthony. And so we have a visitor here with us today that's come farther. We're going to give him the prize for coming the furthest to be in church this morning. He came 9,200 and some odd miles to see us today and to preach in this church, and I am blessed. It very much blesses my heart. He is, one thing that I can say about Pastor Anthony, and this would be, I think, the highest compliment for anyone, let it be said of us, is that I know that the Spirit of God leads him. I see the Spirit of God in him. And so, therefore, I am thankful to serve with him in whatever way that we can. And we have been able to serve with him at times of special offering when their church, their country had some distress. And so I want to thank you for being a part of that. Now I want you to be blessed by the overflow. And so before I introduce him to you, we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to pray over the offering, and then we're going to watch a short video. And I realize that you may not be able to see that screen well from where you're sitting, so it's very easy for you if you want to kind of get positioned, even if you have to stand up to do it. There's going to be like a 3-minute video, and you can see it very well on that screen back there. So either way, I want you to be able to see the video that he's brought for us before he preaches. But first, let's just stop, and we're going to have just a quick word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you that you love us. Thank you for providing us an opportunity to be able to praise and worship you today and also to give back into your kingdom. Thank you for the way that we have seen kingdom fruit through much of the giving that you have allowed us to do, including this dear brother that's here today, Pastor Anthony from Sri Lanka. I want to thank you, Lord, for the ministry that you are doing through him. The country of Sri Lanka, let it be blessed by you, Lord. Let there be a great increase of the kingdom of God there. And use this dear brother as well in this. So please bless us today as we see this video and allow Pastor Anthony to bring a message from your word. Let it touch our hearts, not just our minds, but let it touch our hearts today. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. So you can turn your attention that way, or if you can see the screen, that would be fine too.
Sri Lanka, a tiny tropical island, also known as the Pearl of the Indian Ocean, is rich in many resources and beautiful sights, making tourism, tea, rubber, spices, and the apparel industries its main sources of income. With a 21.2 million population, 9 provinces, 25 districts, and 36,000 villages. 74.9% are Sinhalese, 11.2% Tamils, 9.2% Moors, and 4.7% is of other. 70.2% are Buddhists, 12.6% Hindus, 9.7% Muslims, 6.1% Roman Catholic, and 1.3% Christians. Sri Lanka is a nation that has faced and still faces many challenges. The civil war between 1983 to the year 2009, the tsunami in the year 2004, poverty and health issues, and drug abuse. Sri Lanka is one of the least evangelized countries. For example, the Monongahela district has a population of 448,000, but only 716 of them are believers. In Sri Lanka, born-again Christians amount to 272,568. That's 1.3%. The Sinhala Buddhist majority claims to be Sri Lankan is to be Buddhist. Therefore, they seek to eliminate any religion or ethnicity that poses a threat to their belief. Radical Buddhist monks who are influential in the villages are the main source of persecution for Christians. This is the journey of the Praise Prayer Lanka Church. It was during the 1983 riots that the late pastor Solomon Raj, the founder of Praise Prayer Lanka Church, who was also a well-known journalist, accepted Lord Jesus as his savior at a refugee camp. Difficult time for Christians and churches in Sri Lanka was the year 2013 because of the rise of the Buddhabala Sena, or the Buddhist power force, with the alleged support of the government against Christians and other religions. In 2013, the church was attacked by the Buddhist power force. Subsequent to this incident, the church received a letter from the Ministry of Buddhasasana and Religious Affairs stating that they immediately stop activities of the church. Because of the disturbance they faced at the time, many believers left the church. Church infrastructure was damaged and needed heavy repairing. By this time, the income that the church received decreased drastically. In the midst of these difficult circumstances, the church stayed strong to fight the battles that came in its way. During this period of time, by faith, they planned and began the construction of their new church building. In 2005, a land was purchased worth $52,500 for the church. In 2015, construction began on the new building for the church by faith with just $6,800 in possession. At present, the church has spent $136,055 on the new building. The vision of Praise Prayer Lanka Church is to win 1 million souls in Sri Lanka, to plant 25 district churches, 800 seated, and 40,000 village churches, 200 seated, in all the districts and villages of Sri Lanka. To build 9 prayer towers in all the 9 provinces in Sri Lanka. And the church planting Bible schools. So let us pray for Sri Lanka, send missionaries, and support the Sri Lankan ministry. Contact 94 77 961 3378. Email pplankachurch@hotmail.com or visit our website www.lankachurch.org.
I'm blessed to introduce to you Pastor Anthony Simon. I was able to partner with him back in 2010 whenever I went on a trip over there. It was not prompted by him, but it was through a mutual acquaintance. I didn't know what it would be like to travel to a foreign country. It was the first time that I ever even thought about getting a passport or anything. But I can tell you that one of the most precious parts of that trip was to be able to minister to others with this gentleman right here. And so we have stayed connected through the years in different ways, mainly through internet server, Facebook or whatever, Zoom meetings and things of that nature. I've been able to preach in his church through Zoom, but I've been just so blessed to be in connection with him and have him praying for us. And so I want to pray for him before we send him to the pulpit this morning. And so let me pray for you, brother. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for Pastor Anthony coming today. I thank you that he loves you and that your spirit is in him. And I thank you, Lord, that you have desired to have this moment today with him here. Help us to focus in on what you have to say to us through our dear brother today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Greetings from Sri Lanka, and greetings from Praise Sri Lanka Church, my church, and from my family. This morning, I'm going to preach, and you're going to hear from me, but you want to bear my English. You know, my English is not very good, but, you know, we all understand the gospel language. Am I right? Amen. So what I'm saying, that is Jesus and gospel. So you can easily understand what I'm going to preach. So I have many things to say, and I have many experience I went through. But first I want to preach the gospel, because I'm a servant of God. I'm bound to preach the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. So I like to read the word of God, so someone can help me read the Bible. So please read with me John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 14. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. Someone can read. Yeah.
Okay. Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 1 through 14. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, that whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who he was, for Jesus was withdrawn, and a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well.
Amen. Today morning, I like to preach about religion and Jesus. Today, I want to bring attention what is religion and what's happening, the religion, and who is Jesus and what is Jesus doing. Amen? Right. Before that, I want to give some backgrounds of Book of John. Every gospel, they have an emphasis. You know, they have some kind of message. So Matthew have a different emphasis, Mark and Luke and John. But John, you can see chapter 20, verse 31. What is the book of John's emphasizing? He says like this, John chapter 20, verse 30, Jesus did many other miracles, signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, 31, the Son of God, and that the believing you may have life in his name. Amen. So why Book of John wrote, he want to say in Jesus you have life. Amen. Hallelujah. In Sri Lanka, when I be preaching, we always in middle we say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I don't know here, but you today I want to see you like a Sri Lankans. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. So I like to say like this, Book of John full of wet book. You understood what I'm saying? Wet mean the water. So chapter 1, there is a water. What is the water? The baptism. Chapter 2, we see the water turn into wine. Chapter 3, the spirit born. You know, water, the human born by water, but the new born is by spirit. And chapter 4, Jesus, reveal himself as a living water to a Samaritan woman. Chapter 5, the pool, read, the Jesus is the answer. Chapter 6 is Jesus is the living water. So many waters we can see in the book of John. Okay, so, but I want to bring you attention, what is the religion and who is the Jesus? Why churches need life? Amen. Right. I will say one experience. 2013, you saw that our church, we faced big persecution. So every Sunday, 200 police, they will around by our church, and they will block all the roads. And they ask, where are you going? Our people say, we are going to church. They said, no more church, you go. So that's why, they did several weeks. So they don't allow to enter into our church. So we went to, courts, and we met some lawyers. And one lawyer advised me like that. He said, Pastor, you have two options. One is you can go to courts and file these things. And they take everything, to 1 year or 2 year. They will talk and they will good answer to you. Other way, you face the persecution. Sometimes they will, harm you, kill you sometime. But you face the persecution, you have victory. He's a Christian lawyer. He said, I know one thing. Church pattern is not to go to the courts, but go to the feet of God and wait upon him. He will give the victory, and church, that is the pattern. So he said, which way are you going to choose? I said, we're going to face the persecution. Amen. Hallelujah. So every week it is not easy. Every day some people, they come and threat. They said, if you open the church, we will come and attack you. But we have service. That same place I build 500-seated church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Jesus is not a religion. He's a life. Amen. So most people, they are talking religion, but they are not talking Jesus is the life. Okay, 1% Christian in Sri Lanka. Here I don't know, but if you talk to 100 people, how many say they are Christians? 89? 90? 99? Yeah. If you talk to 100 people, they said, no, I am not Christian. They said, Buddhist. If you talk to 500 people, within the 500 people, two people, they say, I am a Christian. So that kind of country, we are doing ministry and we are preaching the gospel. Know anything, Jesus is the life. He's so powerful. Still, he's working among the people. Hallelujah. Still, he's doing miracles, signs and wonders. I cannot understand, some Buddhist people, they're very extreme Buddhist people. They are coming to church. Next week they say, we want to remove our idols and everything. We want to totally dedicate our life to Jesus. How will this happen? How this can happen? You can change tomorrow. You can say, I'm a Buddhist. No, it is not an easy decision. But Jesus working inside the people. Amen. They experience Jesus' life. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. So, John chapter 5 verse 1 says like this. Sometime later, Jesus went up to the Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festival. So, in this place, John saying, Jesus went to Jerusalem for one of the festival. How many festival usually Jews went to celebrate? 7 festival. Through that, 3 is very important, Passover, Tabernacle, and Pentecost. Some Galileans, they went to celebrate 2 or 1, but Jesus went to celebrate every, festival, okay? So, verse 2, I want to bring attention, what is the religion in this place? Okay, verse 2. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which is Aramaic, is called Bethsaida, and which is surrounded by 5 porches, Right. So, this Bethsaida, the Bethsaida mean house of mercy or house of grace, Bethsaida, I can say, it's a symbol of religion, Jesus' time. I say the chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they have all places there have a water, but they are only water, but Jesus turned there to the life. So in this place also, they have put the name Bethsaida. What is the meaning of Bethsaida? House of mercy or house of grace. So we saw many churches, they say Bethsaida church. Some house, they name it Bethsaida. But they have a life. We want to ask question, their church have life? So the verse 3 is mentioning, giving a some kind of describing what is happening in this Bethsaida. Here, great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and paralyzed. So, here say the great number, normally the gospel great number mean 4,000, 5,000. So some archaeological, researcher, they say it's a large pool. So if that time, Jesus' time, if someone have a problem, they are sick or anything, instantly their mind to come, which place? Bethsaida. Why the Bethsaida mean house of mercy? In this, what is this place called? Kedet. If someone have a problem, instantly they want to come to their mind, the church. Amen. The church is the life. Even Sri Lanka, they have people coming to church like that. They have a problem, they have a
sickness, they have family problem, instantly they ask someone, I can go to the church, and they have answer. People say, yes, you go to church, they have answer. Jesus is life, he can change the life. Amen. So in this place we can see many people lie down there. 4,000, 5,000. They're all disabled. They don't have life. See around our world. See around our community. How many people they are living without hope? They're disabled. Why I can see 99% Sri Lankan, they don't have life because they don't have Jesus. So they, you know, people look for solution, but they don't have place to go. Right. I read another verse 4, but in some translation verse, you cannot see the verse 4, but NKJV you can see, but I will go to, I am reading NIV, so I will read verse 5. But if you don't have verse 4 in NIV, but the story is there, so no problem for that. Okay, yeah. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. It's kind of breaking news. It's kind of shocking news. House of mercy. You know, once Jesus entered into the synagogue, 38 years woman, demon-possessed woman. It can happen. House of mercy, hope of this place, can man live 38 years with problem? It's really place of mercy. What you can say? So in this place, kind of religious thing happening. People they are coming and they are waiting, you know, year after year from solution, but they don't have a solution. So sad to say, sometimes churches also like that. We are like Bethesda pool. Many people around us, they are without hope, they are living. This man, 38 years. But verse 6 is a very comfort to my heart, because Jesus is appearing at that place. Say hallelujah. Amen. Verse 6. Jesus When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in the condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Jesus look. Amen. Very important, Jesus look. Amen. You understood what I'm saying? If I preach in my language this sermon, you know, my people will get up. They rise and clap. But I don't know. No. I'm saying, I don't know you understand or not. You can understand what I'm saying? Amen. You know, very important, Jesus look. Hallelujah. When Jesus look, you know it, you're going to not be same. Amen. So this place, Jesus and this invalid man have encountered. Amen. So world need no kind of encounter with Jesus. And the interesting thing, when Jesus saw him laying there and learned, what is the word of learned? Having a much knowledge by studying. Am I right? So Jesus learned about this man. Jesus know everybody. Amen. Jesus know before you form your mother's womb. He's chosen our free destiny. Before lie the foundation of this world, Jesus knows us. Amen. So Jesus know everything about this man, but the Bethesda pool and that area people, they know about this man, but Jesus know this man. Jesus know you. Amen. Jesus studied about everything you. Okay. And say, learn that he had been in this condition. Jesus know this man condition. He can walk or he can sing. He can preach or he cannot. Sometimes, Moses say, I cannot preach. I cannot talk. But God say, no, you go. I will use you. Some people say, no, I cannot. No, sometimes God calling us. Come. And we say, we cannot talk. We are not able to do that. We give some excuse. Yeah. But Jesus know about everything. Amen. Right. And condition for long time. Long time. Jesus know the time period. Hallelujah. But one thing I want to say to you, to encourage. People may not understand your condition, about you and how long you suffering, your tears. But Jesus know everything. Amen. You remember when Jesus, Lord revealed to Moses himself. Exodus chapter 3 verse 7. He said, I see my people. I hear their cry. And I feel their sorrows. So our God can see. Our God can hear. And our God can feel. Feel mean he can feel our pains. That's why Jesus on the cross, he took our all problems. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus asked, do you want to get well? This is a reasonable question. What do you think? Jesus learned about this man. Maybe something sinned caused to this problem. Because of that, Jesus later met him in the temple and said, no more sin. It's worst thing going to happen. So Jesus asked, what Jesus asked? You like to have a healing. Jesus. And verse 7, he's saying like this. Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. So he bring two important things. One, he said, I have no one to help me. Sometimes he's blaming others. Like Adam and Eve. Eve blame and Adam blame. It's a human nature. We not take our responsibility. We blame to others. But the positive one, he said, I am trying to get in. Jesus know that both things. Jesus know people not help him, but he's blaming. But other thing, he's not wait. He not rely upon the others. He also tried several times. We want to do that. Amen? Amen. Right. So in this story, I have another part to tell you. Sometimes we feel that others are moving past me, We are same place. Sometimes we feel that my family issues, my business, my jobs, all are in one place. Those who are started later have gone ahead of me. Sometimes we feel like that, no? But Jesus knows when he wants to do a miracle for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Verse 8. Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. How many verbs there? get up, one word, pick up, walk, three verbs. Always faith with the action. Amen. Hallelujah. Most people, they ask, you know, they have a word of God and they have an encounter with Jesus, but they are not putting to their faith in action. Amen. If we put into our God's word in action, we're going to see a miracle in our life. Amen. I want to give you know, I'm a Bible teacher in my country. So mostly I'm teaching how to study the Bible. So I want to give a small assignments now. Verse 9 to 12, you read and tell me how many times pick up and walk. Pick up and walk, it's mentioning that three, four verses. After that, main emphasizing is pick up and walk. How many times? Three? Four? Four. I want to tell one thing. If you put word of God in action, after that people going to talk about you. How you pick up and walk. Amen. You understood what I'm saying? Everybody ask. Leaders, religious leaders ask. People asking who said to pick up and walk. But that is the more emphasizing. He pick up and walk and everybody talking about that. Hallelujah. If put our faith in action, after that we don't want to talk. Boy, people will talk. This man is doing that. This man is doing this. In Jesus' name, he's walking and he's preaching and people are healing. Something happened. Always, we want to put our faith in action. Amen. Hallelujah. Right, my brothers and sisters, what I want to tell you, 9,000 miles from away from, I came and hear what I want to say. Religion's always dead. No life. But Jesus always life. Hallelujah. If we can introduce Jesus in our churches, we can feel his presence. Our church Bethsaida, people will get up and walk. Amen. In earlier my ministry, one day it's miracle is not our country's big deal, you know. Because if we introduce someone Jesus, they will take maximum from Jesus. You understand? We don't want to give. We don't want to say you get now you receive miracle or that and this. One day one family came, a 6-year old boy. You know, he's dumb. That boy dumb. No one word he speak from. You know, when he's born from 6 year old. And he came to church and we prayed just simple prayer. When he's going to their home, in the bus he said, Mama. Yeah. So, you know, this is a small miracle I'm told you. You know, now he's very talkative child. Now he's a 16-year young man, you know. Hallelujah. Many miracles he's doing. What I am about to say, you know, you know, in my personal life, I have an encounter with Jesus, and that personal experience, I'm talking to everybody. Jesus is real. He's live today. If we can testify to others, they must going to experience Jesus today also. Amen. So, please pray for Sri Lanka. So we have a church and I have 20 pastors. They are working different parts of the Sri Lanka. And we have another 14 house churches. So we are every month we are training pastors and disciples to plant the house churches and churches. So God is working. Okay. So my lifetime I want to see 1% change in Sri Lanka. So when I, 2%, 3 Christians, I want to see that through our ministry. That is my prayer. So please join with us and pray And I want to say a big thank you to Pastor John. So he's prayed for a lot, and he supports us, our ministry. And thank you, sister and the family. And thank you, church. God bless you. And have a Jesus, you know, he bless you, and he guide you. Thank you. Thank you for bearing my English. So God bless you.
Man, thank you, brother. Thank you. I'm just blessed that you came and you wanted to share with us today. And so we're going to pray for Sri Lanka right now, okay? Dear Father, I just want to pray for Sri Lanka. We join our hearts together for this country, this nation full of precious people. So many of them are caught in darkness, and Lord, they need the gospel to open their eyes. They need the power of God to help them walk, to rise up and walk. So Lord, bless Sri Lanka. Bless this dear pastor. Bless the vision that you've given him. And I pray that they would see more than a 1% increase in Christianity in Sri Lanka in the years to come. I pray for many, many thousands and even millions of people to come to know you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we're going to have a time of invitation now. Just want you to, first of all, consider yourself. Consider yourself in this vision. Have you received the healing power from Jesus to literally rise up and walk in your eternal life? And if you have, then you understand what I'm saying. If you don't understand, but like you want to rise up and walk, then just believe Jesus. Believe what he said. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. He is the only way to be saved. He is the one who went to the cross and died for us. He's the only one who could have done it, because he is the only perfect one. He didn't deserve to die so he could give his life for us, and he did that, in fact, and he said it's finished on the cross, and he wants you to accept him so you can rise up and walk. That's the first thing I want you to consider in this time of invitation. If you already have, pray for others. Pray for your neighborhood. Pray for your family members. Pray for those that are lost around you. We can't save them. Jesus can. The Holy Spirit can show them. It's the Holy Spirit that quickens us so that we can see. So pray for them during this time of invitation. Pray for Sri Lanka. And I also want you to consider giving a special offering during this time as well, so that Pastor Anthony will be able to continue the work that he is doing right now. And his trip was, you know how it is, it's expensive to travel. But I'm so thankful that he did come, and he made a special effort to come to St. Louis during his time here in the United States so that he could share with us. And I think that we've been blessed, and so if you want to bless him in return, then you can just, at some point, you know, just drop a special offering in one of the offering plates for Pastor Anthony in Sri Lanka. And so we're going to have this time of invitation. After that, we are going to serve the Lord's Supper. And it's a blessing to be able to partake of the Lord's Supper. This Lord's Supper is for the blood-bought believers in Jesus Christ. That's who he serves it to today. So I pray that you would search your hearts during this time and make sure that you are in a repentant state before him, that you have repented of all known sin in your lives. You have turned your life over to him as your Lord and Savior so that you can partake of this in good conscience as well. So let me pray for you right now. Dear Father, we come to this time of invitation, and we just pray, Lord, that you would work in our hearts. Show us if there's anything in our lives that we need to confess to you, Lord. And there may even be things we need to confess to someone else that we have hurt, or whatever that may be, Lord. But help us to be willing to be humble. To be willing to be humble. And if there's anyone in this place that has not yet received you as Lord and Savior, I pray that you would just convict their heart of their own sin. Their sin is nobody else's fault. Our sin is our sin. And either we allow you, the payment that Jesus paid on the cross to cover our sin, or we're going to have to pay for it in the end. And that payment, if we have to pay it, is hell forever. And so, Lord, please help us to know that we are in the body of Christ, that we are a child of God through Jesus Christ. And I just pray that you would bless us and touch hearts and help us to respond to your call today during this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.